Do it. All right.
I mean, because I'm the only one that the same Venom so far, and I'm gonna have to give a review on that.
I heard they don't suck monkey balls, bruh, in the palm of my hand.
Bruh, don't even. No. Okay. I'll get to it.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it. Well, we got a new season, man. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, new man, season. We here in the new season, bro.
My bad, those season wings are so hot.
Right before Halloween.
Hot, oh, you want some? I got some Macchio, bro. You know, special hot. Oh, shit. You know, like that old Toyota right. commercial. It's hot.
I'm not taking nothing for me to start sweating anyway. Before I carry a rag. Sweat.
All right, y'all. Well, we got a lot to get to this week, man. So I just got to tell the people where they at. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to a new season.
Yes.
A new episode.
Yes.
New and improved Ninja Please Podcast.
We in here, dog.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
thunderclap.
I'm your host, Starman, aka Yuki, aka Tomoki Black, also known as Starman, aka Commander Star.
Starman,
aka Commander Star, aka Fox Blunt, aka Peach Boy Runts, aka Trohan, son of Gokan.
Yo, okay.
The Hoshi of Hope, better known as Star Sailor Senpai. AKA Starman Senpai, Feel Freaky. AKA Andre Hepburn. AKA Are You Okay? And I'm here with some of the better, and I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas that ever do it. And that's just what we do. My ninjas introductions.
My ninjas. We are here today to give our introductions.
But yeah, man, you got the one and only Macchio Metal. The Tanuki, yeah, dog, we in here, dog. The Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety.
Ice.
The Blue Lantern. Blue. The Captain of the Space Pirate Ship Arcadia.
Ay-ay.
You know what I'm saying? The Mando with the Bando, BKA, intergalactically known as. Yeah, it's Mono Cast, dog. You know.
Hey!
We in stress.
Yeah, we in. Yeah. Catch Bono, yes, though. We in here, though.
Like that.
The Sun Wukong, a.k.a. Hanuman, if you will.
Hanuman.
We in here, though.
Sumato.
Naruto.
Then you got your boy Lord Black, a.k.a. Black, a.k.a. Black Wolf, a.k.a. The Dark Knight, a.k.a. Justice Never Sleeps, a.k.a. Lord of the Thundercats, a.k.a.
Do something, bitch.
Hey, season 3, it's your boy Ocean, a.k.a. Tony Mon Camera, Mr. Say Hello to the Bad Fucking Guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Bad guy.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Pellegrini. The leader of the Shishigomi, and not the motherfucking deer.
Is that not the motherfucking deer?
Agent, a.k.a. Agent 335. For y'all who watch The Last Man. A.K.A. Mr. Oh, I said that. Oh, A.K.A. Willie from work. A.K.A. Robert Smalls. A.K.A. Don Chilla. A.K.A. the Clit Commander. Leader of the Clit.
Wow.
A.K.A. Oh, friendlies will be wearing ties. A.K.A. Saint Nick of the Council of Nicaea. A.K.A. Nazis at a FOI meeting.
Damn.
A.K.A. niggas at a Klan rally.
Hell no, dog.
A.K.A. what is it with chicken and niggas singing?
Chicken and
niggas
singing.
Baby, I got my bass.
Hey, come on, bro.
A.K.A. Tobias Well.
Lord of mercy.
A.K.A. Thanos. A.K.A. Arby. BKA Telemundo Weatherman. Hase Color. Mm.
Hey, that's what the hell I'm talking about. Man. All right, yo, my ninjas. I'm sorry.
My ninjas, we have gathered today.
It's hard to damn my do ninjas. A speech impediment like
today.
Right, with him, you know what I mean?
My ninjas today. My ninjas tomorrow.
My ninjas forever.
Ninjas
forever.
Ninja forever. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be the call right now.
Ninja forever.
Ninjas forever. Today, ninjas tomorrow, and ninjas forever.
All right, man. It's been a hell of a 2 weeks, man, and there's so much I want to get into. So let's get to it. All right, over the past couple of weeks, we've had a phenomenon take over the internet, and it happens every few months when it comes to these streaming shows and when it comes to the world. Like, Korea has been taking over the music charts because Korean artists have spent,
I mean, that's just consistently, though,
at least 20 weeks at number one in America this year has been.
That's just this year alone.
This year alone. Like, shout out to K-pop, BTS, and everybody else, you know, because them the ones, they got a McDonald's meal. I'm sorry, Burger King meal, so.
Bruh.
Like, get your meals up, bruh. Get your meals up. But
you can't even make a cartoon nowadays and get a Happy Meal. These motherfuckers are singing group, boy band, straight manufactured. It's not like these guys were singing together and came together.
No,
they Korean manufactured.
This is big data analytics.
And they got a food meal now. But he is right. Korea has come up a lot in media.
They done came up on media because, you know, we talk a lot of anime and, you know, with Japan.
And even
you know,
when we talk about music from that area,
I mean, because we like the J-Rock and the J-Pop. K-Pop done took over some things, but it looks like with the success of Parasite.
And Celeste was the main, our main
head of the curve.
Magnifying glass
shout
into
out
that.
To her.
Yeah.
Korea's on top, man. And
especially right now.
And you brought up Alice in Borderlands, right?
Yeah.
Brought it up in the sensationalism because this week we got a new worldwide sensation called Squid Games.
Yeah.
Korean show, a Korean like game show that's a drama that is just a show within a show, and it's just dark as fuck. It is currently slated to be next to Bridgerton, actually it's overtaking Brighton, however you pronounce it. It's Netflix number one show of all time. I did not know Brighton, but Brighton was their number one show of all time.
I didn't either.
That's their most streamed show of all time. Within a week, Squid Games
has
matched it, and it's on its way to pass it within the span of 2 weeks. So we about to get y'all Squid Games review. But
semi-spoiler review, because there are a few ninjas within the clip that have not seen it yet, so we gonna try to protect y'all.
Spoil it, dog. Spoil it.
It's some things you got to see. Like, this was the most.
There's some things we just cannot
take. This was one of the most riveting. This was probably the best show I've seen all year. Out of everything that I've seen,
I don't agree with all these articles talking about it's gonna give you nightmares and people having nightmares about it and they can't sleep at night. Like,
oh, okay, that made me want to watch it.
But I don't know about that.
Yeah, man, a giant squid come out the ocean playing games with cards.
But then he drags you down, and then it's like
it was more like the Watchmen. And then the squids that was raining down and shit.
Nah,
like
bro,
that
you just on vacation.
Suicide Squad, bro. Oh, no,
nah, bro, you on vacation, and you know what I'm saying? You just out there swimming in the ocean, or you on your little boogie board or whatever, and you think you're having a good time, and next thing you know, a tide comes up and it pulls you down. You're like, oh, I'm going to drown. This
oh, God!
Is for me. Well, and that motherfucker just comes up out of nowhere, and he's talking to you in his mind, like, hey, dog, you could die.
Well,
you play this game with me.
To help us discuss and break it down,
what we got?
For the first, you know, episode of this season, we got a special guest to the show's return from the planet Vegeta itself. I'm gonna let him introduce himself. You know, it's good to have friends in high places. I got a God of Destruction in the building.
You know who's that nigga on that net?
Hello, hello. I ain't been back since season. What multiverse is this again? Have no idea. What if we'll find out? But Skostastic in the building. Ain't been back in a while.
AKA
the sovereign of mass destruction.
AKA
the man with a plan.
AKA
pass me some wood, I'm gonna make it look like something.
Hey.
Also known as the Skos.
There we go. Yeah,
there you go.
Skos dog, if you're nasty.
Skos dog, bro. Hey, man. That jacket
in here, bro. Yes, it is.
A jacket fire.
Happy birthday, dog.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
The Yu-Gi-Oh charm is what's getting.
Man, I had to transform on him, man. I had to bust out the Millennium Puzzle one time. You know, I had to transform.
Believe in the heart of the cards, bro.
Hey, I believe in the heart of the cards, man. I believe when I put my hand on this deck, I can get any card I want out of it.
Squid
That's
games.
What's gonna happen.
That's a hell of a power. They would never let that man in Vegas.
Bro. No, they won't.
It's banned from Vegas.
It's called Game Genie in life.
Right, oh, nigga, I got bad. All the code.
Game
real
Genie.
Real life Game Genie, life. Man.
Listen, bro. Am I hallucinating or did Game Genie come out with like an actual physical module you can stick into the Super Nintendo? And
yes, it did.
Yeah.
All of them were like that.
Yeah.
All of them were like that.
Yeah.
Because the original was Nintendo.
So, man, you was put that bitch in there and you put it in them.
Yeah, you were. Games. You were hacking your game.
Those were our childhood games. I'd much rather play those than our... I don't know. See, what Squid Game did, since we about to get into it, spoiler alert. Before we get into it.
No, hold on. Let's give them the premise first.
All right. Let's paint the premise. Y'all give me the premise on Squid Games.
So, okay. What, you want to give it to them first?
We can go around. The real premise is I'm broke. I have nothing to do in my life. I'm struggling trying to get my life together.
Somebody gonna take it.
Everything I do just plummets every now and then. It's just like, what can I do to fix this? A man comes up, say, you know what? I can change your life. It's a catch. It's always a catch. I don't care what you say. No. He offers you a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Play this game with him. Simple game. I don't know what it'd be in the American money.
It's when he slapped the card.
As far as the amount of money.
So the way I told it.
Oh yeah, I'll convert that. He offered him 100,000 won. Yeah.
So what I told it the black was, I said, say for instance, you lost your job and you got a little bit of savings that'll tide you over for maybe like 3 months, but you know you don't have no money.
Facts.
And you like, bro, it's getting to the point where I'm like, bro, I don't know what I'm about to do now. This random dude comes up to you and he's like, hey man, I will give you $10,000.
Yep.
For a game of Pogs. That's what I told him. That's the equivalent of it.
That's what it was. Pogs.
Yeah, because they flipped the sandbag.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so it's Pogs. Basically, all you got to do is flip his sandbag over with yours. For every time you flip his sandbag over, he gives you $10,000. If you lose, he slaps you in the face because you don't have enough money to cover the bill.
He gives you $10,000 worth of slaps. Every slap is worth $1,000.
It's $100,000. He gives you $100,000. That's $845.
Yeah. Okay, so it's $100,000.
I said $100,001 is $845.
So $10,000 basically.
No, barely $1,000.
Oh, okay. $100,000.
Yeah, let's just do it like that. $100,001 is like $100.
That was off by a decimal.
Okay. Damn, so that breaks it down even further. They super desperate. Because I thought it was at least $10,000. It's only $1,000.
But I mean, $100,000 is
broke,
a lot.
When you broke.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money, dog. Especially when somebody just say, hey, I know you don't got no money. I'm just going to slap you every time you lose.
But every time you win, I'll give you the money.
Yeah.
All right.
So y'all decide to play for however long you decide to play. And then he's like, hey, you could win more money. I've been slapped
for a lot less.
Exactly. You could win more money, you know what I'm saying? After you decide, I'm through getting slapped for the night. I've made enough. I think I'll be okay. He's like, you can make more money if you want, you know what I'm saying? Here's this card. Call me if you decide you are interested. All right, Scopes, go ahead.
Yeah. So then you decide, man, you go back to life. Man, that was an easy $1,000, man, you know? Mm-hmm. I make the call. So you make the call. Bam. Go to the site they tell you to go to. You get drugged. You wake up. You in a location. You don't know what the hell is going on.
Different clothes.
Different clothes. Everything.
And 455 other people.
All got the same clothes on.
And y'all got
the number.
Y'all got numbered. And y'all numbered.
And your t-shirt got the number on it.
Yeah.
And y'all got chipped.
Yeah. And you got chipped.
Because
they scan you to make sure.
They make sure that, you know, ain't no funny business.
Robot things come out. What's happening?
Hey, what the business is, y'all?
No, to make sure you don't try to be somebody else. Or because really, I think it's a surveillance system. They can make sure where you at all times in the building.
When you gone, too. Because the people who... We're going to get to the people, like...
Who decide they going to try to dip out.
So let's go. Yeah. I got to talk about... Okay. You compare... I'm going to watch Alice in Borderland because I have to make the direct comparison. But a lot of people been saying the same argument you had is like, wait a minute. Y'all blowing up with Squid Games, but... Y'all must have didn't watch this because this is in the same lines of it.
But see, the only difference between Alice in Borderland and Squid Game is Alice in Borderland takes place in the real world.
Real world.
Yep.
Squid Games is...
And they're different games.
What got... You know what I think it did for the world? it was red light, green light, bro. They put out the scene of red light, green light, and everybody had to know
what is this?
What the fuck is this?
Why is there a fucking robot girl?
That in the stairs. Exactly. That in the stairs, bro. Them walking in them colorful stairs with the colors they got on going in the doors. That was that scene.
And also, I have to say the difference between Alice in Borderland and the Squid Game would be the execution of the games.
Yes.
And the explanation of the execution of the game.
Yeah.
Because Alice in Borderland, they kind of like threw you out there. And you had to comprehend as the games went on.
They didn't give you a premise.
Yeah, they didn't give you a premise. Like literally, it had been like,
hey, the game had started.
Hey, we about to play spades. How you play? No, better yet. Hey, we about to play bidwiz. What the hell is bidwiz? Hey, you find out after three hands. Right? You know how to play spades, right? Figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yep.
So after third hand, you figured it out, but
you already about to lose.
Yeah, you are getting slammed. Yeah.
It's about to die now.
Yeah. So it was basically on the fly figuring it out. And then...
And you have no premise of what these games are in Alice in Borderlands. They don't give you no pretext as to, like, what even genre the game might be that you play.
Exactly. Yeah. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because it was literally critical thinking, like on a drop of a dime. Instant critical thinking.
The message that the game has started, and you kind of got to read the scenario to figure out, oh, the game is this. At least in Squid Game, they tell you what the game is beforehand, what the rules are, how you get disqualified.
And they gave flashbacks of kids playing it, so to get... kind of build it up in your mind what the actual objective is.
Even if you haven't played it before, because there was that one guy who was not Korean and didn't understand certain concepts.
I like that too. I did too. That was dope.
Mm-hmm.
They had, because they made the game so dope that the language barrier did not apply of the game, because all the games were basic childhood games. So you see it instantly.
All you had to do was explain the context.
Yeah. Pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got three rules, and basically, if you quit the game, you die. What's the first rule?
Unless the majority decides.
That's
to quit.
Third rule. The third rule.
That jump was fire.
Everyone, the games can be stopped if a majority votes for the games to be stopped.
They try to keep it as equal as possible.
Can't remember all three of the rules. You have to go and check it. They give like three fundamental rules of this entire game.
Because when you get there, they give you a debrief. If you lose,
you die.
Yeah.
If you choose to not play the game,
you die.
You die. And if you don't complete the games in the specified time limits of the games, you are also eliminated, which is death.
So if the majority decides they don't want to continue the game, you can choose to quit the game.
And
they went ahead and got that shit out of the way within the first episode, because these motherfuckers was like, nigga, you said all we had to do was play games for 6 days. Half of us died today. I want to go home. And they're like, okay, you can. Let's vote. Let's vote on it.
Yeah, and that right there was crazy. Because I was like, when did he read that rule book?
When did anybody have time to check clause one, clause two, clause three?
Because it was right there
at the front on the board.
But who had time to read that shit?
I mean, when you came in and said, these are the rules, like, everyone just was talking. Everybody was looking at the money. Yeah. Because what are the rules? Y'all looking at how much money dropping because...
You're not looking at how to get the money.
You got to break down about the money. What they're offering with the money is 48 billion won, which is 40 million U.S. dollars.
Right.
So it's 48 billion won. They're dividing that amongst 400 people. And then after the first game happens... Half of those people die. So they're dividing 40 million amongst 200 people. Now, initially you're thinking, okay, so the theme is that if we win the games, we get the money. If you quit the game and say, I'm done, all the money that you won so far will go to your beneficiaries. Meaning when you die, your next person.
No, you get nothing.
You don't get nothing. But when you die, your beneficiary will get your share of the money that they...
They get a portion.
Yeah, everybody could have quit the game and gotten a portion of the pot.
A portion of...
No, they said you get nothing if you quit.
You get the money. No, your beneficiary will get your portion. You don't get it while you're alive.
I missed that part.
Yeah, when you die, your beneficiary
see,
gets...
See, what I thought they were saying was if you complete this game... And basically die, and somebody actually wins the money, all the people who died, That's not
no. Beneficiary is like after, if everybody
whoever
quit,
in your family. Yeah. Yeah.
All those 200 people said, you know what, we ain't coming back.
Like, so that way you don't get the cash in on not doing anything.
Because some of the people who quit didn't come back. Like, I think only like what it was like 90% did, but a few of them did.
It was enough of them to complete to continue, continue the game.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you tasted that. Once you taste that red, I'd have been
out
too.
First, that's the first big spoiler that it's a spoiler, but you know, it's not.
And they drop it on you
story.
Within the first episode.
You get the people come back. Everyone quits, but
they
choose
after the first game, they're like, oh, we can leave if we want? Well, fuck that. Let's
we ain't
dip
doing
then.
This. We seen people die.
Right. Yeah. We saw our friends and shit die. Y'all said we were going to play a simple game and y'all shot them. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, you know, whatever. And they were like, you can leave if you want. So they gave them the option to choose to stay or choose to leave.
Yeah.
Majority chose to leave. Episode one goes off. Episode two comes back on, picking back up with why these motherfuckers got to go back to the game.
And speaking of that, when it quit, I got a crazy scenario that was in my head after I watched it. So I think and by the way, these guys that come to y'all, they know your whole financial history. They know how much
they know
in
why
debt.
You there. They know
everything
why you
about
in
you.
The game.
So my hypothesis was that they didn't just pick these people. I'm saying they picked them, but I feel like they
for
also
a specific reason.
I feel like they also influenced their life. So certain little things that they had going on
in
their life, I feel like they pushed them deeper in that realm of debt.
Yeah,
because
to make them end up having to play.
Yeah, because the amount of power they have, we'll get into that, you know, later on. The amount of power they have,
it kind of ties back in the hostel in a way where they could.
Yeah, I feel like
the outside world.
You know, this would be a good candidate. Mm-hmm. Let's push him a little harder. He got a job. He ain't got no job no more. He got medical bills. Oh, something happened. His bank account got overdrawn. Trickle down effect.
Right now, he can't pay that bill.
Yeah. So the first game, red light,
like
green
that.
Light.
I like that idea.
The second game is it's a cut game where you got to cut.
It's a honeycomb.
They get melted sugar, and you got to. They give you
and
a
they
shape.
Give you a shape, and you have to cut it out
perfectly.
Of the melted sugar without cracking it.
If you crack it, you die. They will shoot you in the head with a fofo.
Point blank, right there.
It's too late.
It's too late. You in the game now.
And you got a needle that you break. So they
that
got a guideline.
That you're using to cut into it with.
Yeah. So
and you have, what was it, 30 minutes? How long did you have? 30 minutes to do it?
It was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you got 30 minutes to cut whatever shape. And it's like everybody, like if we were all playing, we would all have a different shape.
Yeah.
No, you in the beginning you get to choose what shape you want. Like you get to pick your shape, but you don't know what the shape you're playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They give you a triangle.
They give you a circle. They give you a square and a star.
An umbrella and a car.
No. That I had to post picture.
That wasn't. I saw the car one, and I thought about it after I seen it, and I had my laugh because I was like, "Wait a minute, you ain't got to do the rims and the door and shit because that's just gonna be
just
a bunch
make
of faces.
Outline, right?
Just do the outline, bro.
But that's the funny thing; it wouldn't have worked anyway.
Yeah,
because it has so many lines in it. When you try to go around the car, it was cracked up anyway. It was destined to crack.
Yeah,
you wouldn't get that car out.
Nope, you gonna lose.
That's the third game. Is a tug of war.
Yeah.
Nah, this is when the story.
And it sounds simple enough, but it ain't tug of war on the ground,
but
bro.
It's a guillotine in tug of war, bro. Like, it's a guillotine.
It ain't in the way you think.
Nope, not in the way you think.
And it ain't in the way you think.
Yeah. It's platform tug of war, to be specific. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You 100 feet in the airplane tug of war.
That's exactly what I imagined.
Oh. Yeah, so when you pull the other person.
I just imagine the Mortal Kombat shit. On a platform with some spikes at the bottom, and you pull some niggas down.
Oh, no, ain't even no spikes, bro.
No, just floor.
It's just
so when
floor,
you yank the other person, they dangling, cut
and
the rope.
And then the guillotine comes down, chops the rope, and they blah, 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 blah.
So it's like the build up. When you see the first person's foot slip into the edge, you're like, oh.
It's over with, bro.
Fuck.
We done, bro.
Before we go any further,
can he just take off running?
Before I go any further.
Get shot in the head?
Before I go any further, games 4, 5, and 6 will completely spoil this show.
Yeah.
If you have any inclination to want to see it, you might want to skip this segment.
I'm telling you right
now, because this is spoiling it.
Yeah,
because it gets real with these games.
Let's start breakdown game one. Let's Let's break these
Start the breakdown with game one. Hell yeah. Red light, green light.
Red light, green light.
Simple enough.
Simple enough.
It's a robot girl against a tree, and she turns her head red light, turns her head back green light. But the thing is, she's scanning for any movement. It's not just you can't inch forward, you can't, you know, tilt to the side. You, no movement, nigga. If you breathing, that's fine. If your heart is beating, that's fine. Nothing else, bitch. If she senses anything else, the snipers are shooting your ass.
If you
nigga.
Sneeze, you dead.
You dead, nigga. Dead. So, do not fucking,
you know,
move.
Not so, even if you sneeze. You know how sometimes you try to hold it, but like, you dead.
You dead,
you
nigga.
Fucking dead.
So, do not fucking move.
But that was the easiest one I felt. That was the easiest. Bro, literally, by the time I was like, bro, that was the easiest because it depends on your technique of red light, green light. It was
honestly
just like,
nah, Honeycomb was the easiest one as far as I was concerned.
That one had me. Nah, that one, it was too much pressure. Like, because that one little crack thing had me like, bro, anxiety. My anxiety was at an all-time high. Watching red light, green light, you know what I would have did? I would have just laid down on the ground and just rolled.
Shit, no, because that nigga, you still would have got popped. If you tried to fake dead, they knew you wasn't dead.
No,
they could have scanned you if you was laying out with dead.
It was movement.
It was movement.
Yeah. So it was like, so what happened was it wasn't just regular movement. She had a motion camera sensor in both her eyes. So she's scanning.
It wasn't focused on just one place.
It was the whole field, and there are rail guns along the side that she controls all of those. So
all it
when
has
she
to do
turns
let
around,
you know, and he'll just
when she turns around, her motion sensors are all green. If you fidget and you turn red, the guns start shooting in your direction.
And she got two guns, but it's snipers above, so they get alerted to what
those are the ones she control with the. She controls all the guns along the side. Once they get notifications, like.
But some of the dudes out there got them too. So when the dude saw a move that she didn't catch, he'll pop you.
Yep.
I ain't even pay.
Yeah, some dudes out there with the guns too. It was always them.
Yeah, it was all dudes on the side. They just got notified when she scanned them.
Yeah, because it, bruh.
The one dude figured out this one trick. I will give this away. He was like, look, if you hide behind somebody, she can't see you. I was like, okay.
But see, that's what I was talking about, the guys on the side.
Right.
Because the one dude was clearly moving behind the one. That's why I was like, I didn't think that the guys on the side counted.
But they looking at everything.
I'm talking
about
guys
up top with the gun, snipers.
They going
to miss stuff like that.
I'm not talking about the
guards. They looking at the whole field.
That's what I'm talking about, the ones at top. Because the one guy was hiding. Because she was if I hide behind you. And then you're like, man. And that one, she grabbed
his head.
She grabbed homeboy's hair, was like, watch this shit.
Yeah. But see, they watching the whole field. Somebody could miss that, especially if they looking behind.
True,
that's 400 people.
Yeah. That was the first game. Yeah, that's
But that was the first game.
Yeah, man, that shit was savage, man.
Depending on how you play, the people that figured out how to play it was just like, oh no, bro, I know how to play this game.
Because
people was all about technique. It was all about technique.
Yeah.
So when you get to game two, and you know, game two, you got to do cut out the shape. One dude's like, bro, I got a technique. I'm gonna lick this shit.
Right.
And I'm a you,
he
it's
figured
not
that out towards the
he,
end.
Yeah, he figured out accident. He was sweating, dripped on the cookie, and was like, wait, bro, like.
Wait, he held it up to the light, and he was like, it's thin.
Because it's just a sugar cookie. I can dissolve it.
It's so pretty much like honey.
Yeah. So he licked the back of it till it broke through on the front and got the piece out clean. And so instead
that's
of.
That's all you got to do is get the piece out of the cookie
without
shape,
broken,
without
yeah.
breaking the inside.
So everybody was using their own technique. It's crazy because a lot of people were close. They were licking the needle and jigging through to make it soft. It was a whole bunch of different techniques. It was dope. One dude had a girl had a lighter. And
yeah,
she was burning it.
She had snuck fucking cigarettes in her vagina.
So she knew that she was gonna be drugged.
Nah, she just wanted to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, she just wanted to smoke.
So she put them in the damn. She put them in like a badass tampon like capsule.
No,
wrapped it in a condom and look it in.
Is, These people.
When you
somebody comes up to them.
When you decide to play the game and you don't know what's gonna happen. When you make the call, they're like, "Yeah, we'll get back in touch." Then they meet us here, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you get in this fucking van, and when you get in, like, oh, they must be tired. Nope, gas comes in.
What I'm saying. So at that point, she had put cigarettes in her pussy.
She knew she was just gonna want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, but she knew they were gonna take her somewhere remote.
Maybe this lighter might come in handy. So she kept the lighter on her, but she put everything else back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't find the cigarette.
She was using the lighter to like heat up her needle and melt the sugar.
Yeah.
So
which was
they make slick. It three was tug of war, but what you find out is like one person on the team says, "Bro, I have a way that we can." In the classic after school special tug of war, the team of the smallest people versus the team of the, you know, the big strong football players, they lose to the guys in band because the guys in band have technique. They're like, "Bro, we got more muscle than them." Said, "Yeah, but they smart. Yeah, but they got
we know
technique.
How to move as a unit, right?
Yeah,
and they figured that shit out.
Yeah. Someone had to do that, and that shit went well.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit was." Wow.
It was brutal because it's intense because it's like that's when the
you know they destined to lose in this scenario.
Yeah.
But what fucks it up is there was a part before we even get to this battle is what you think the first it's like a night in jail. The first night in jail, you don't know what the fuck could go down when it's lights out.
Right.
Yeah.
Lights out at this facility, people have seen people die with no regard. People get the inclination, fuck you, I'm in survival mode,
you know
I'm
what?
Killing.
We finna murk tonight. It's going down like purge style. Like
purge.
This
they have
one
a purge.
Night, they let these motherfuckers just
purge.
Decide run
yeah.
that shit.
The less people in the game, the more money split it in. So
purge.
Oh, and then that's another part too. When people die, their equivalent of their share gets added to the pot. So whatever they were going to take away from winning, they add it to the pot.
Yeah, crazy. Like you said, less people,
more money.
Yeah,
people start.
So one night they decide. Just let them go ahead and murk each other off.
Yeah, it basically.
Remember what we saw?
Yeah, it basically the scenario to put you in is like those houses. What are things called?
You got
see,
the
that's
idea.
When all that flippy shit would
you
come
got
into
the
play.
Idea that you can like leave the room or some shit. You can't leave the room.
No.
Everybody sleeps in the same big ass room. There's just fucking
with bunk beds,
metal bunk beds everywhere. It's one big ass
like a
you
shelter.
Don't go,
like a shelter. Camp.
The only time you can
no, more
leave
like
is
more
when
like
you go to
more like one of them homeless shelters where they give you
yeah,
a bed.
Yeah, it's just one big.
Where they give you the bed that you got to sign up.
Dorm. Yeah. I want to see it now because, like I said, the Korean film shit be so fucking crazy. Like I said, the platform shit was all vertical because of what it is. I know this shit.
The whole mind game
be different because it's.
You be going for different players ground, and different you know? Characters, and you like, man, fuck this motherfucker specifically.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga with the snake tattoo on his
oh,
face.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck that motherfucker, dog.
Fuck
I
that.
Didn't want him to make it as far as he
man,
did.
Man.
Fuck him,
but,
bro.
But he
probably
but he
be
was,
my favorite
but
character.
But he was so good as far as pushing the story, though.
Yes.
Like,
but fuck
the,
him,
the
bro.
Shit that, the shit that he
shit.
Pushed forward in the story made the story move. That's what... That's what gave you the suspense. That's what gave you the meat.
Yeah.
That's your
right.
meat of the story.
You right.
Came from his
but
bitch
fuck
ass.
Fuck him so hard, dog.
And it wasn't no sprinkler bitch.
This
was,
motherfucker
it was
a dead
goddamn
ass
lunch lady scoop of just
bitch all on the
just
grill,
bitch.
Just all on
that's
the flat
I mean,
top.
But no, he was the thug. You know what I'm saying? He was the thug.
He was
the main character.
The, bad guy.
The main character is. You know, you got
to
get
down
a back.
Look,
you got
to
get a backbone,
right.
bro. Like, I don't want to do game four, bro, because I'm like. Game four really broke my heart, bro.
But
because they don't give you game. They give you game four on like episodes. It's only 9 episodes. Yeah. They give you that game on like episode 6 or 7. You're almost at
so
the
they
end.
They gotta give you a whole bunch of exposition and you do it masterfully.
But what? All right, I gotta help build attention
because in between these players, there's shit going on.
They giving you
with
back
the people.
Yeah, they giving you
that, that are controlling the game.
Yeah.
Well, so the niggas with the pink outfits on with different shapes on their face.
We didn't
got
talk
shit
about
on.
It. It's a cop who's infiltrating the whole shit.
Because his brother's missing
his
and
brother's
he knows
missing.
He's involved with the game.
So he go looking for his bro and he's giving us that outside view of an outsider that's in on the games.
Now, first off, the main dude that they got us following as a dumbass, as soon as they let them out, he's like, I'm going to the police. I'm going to tell. And the police are like,
whatever, nigga.
Right, like, bro, you sound fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Nothing about this makes sense.
Kind
I don't
of
believe this shit. Right, he's like, no, I got the card right here. Call them, call the number and shit.
Yeah.
And
it's like Pokemon, nigga, get out of here.
Right, like, oh, do you mean they just collect y'all off the street and make you play these games?
Kids
was
games.
This, right, it's this Korean
right,
song.
Exactly, play these kids
so y'all
games.
Play, y'all played a murder game of red like,
get the fuck out of here.
Get your ass out of here.
Get your ass up out of here, dog. Nobody's believing.
But think about it. You got to be so bad in debt that when you go missing or something go happen.
But people, even the, but people the thing assume, about it, nah, he spent wasn't that on, so bad in debt because he won the fucking race and old girl robbed him. She he wasn't. Up.
And
that was and
see,
part.
And see, and I was waiting on that to come back. I was like, man, I feel like that was a setup, dog.
Yeah, and then when you like, think about it, because then ultimately, full circle, she ends up on his team.
Yes.
She ends up, like, getting soft for him. He gets soft for her.
Yeah, I was
kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was like, bro, like, did she get paid to rob you? Right. That was, like, super freaking convenient.
Right. And then, you know, as soon as they all got there, bitch-ass motherfucker got into an altercation with her.
Nah, the same way someone probably came to old buddy and told him about flipping the cards to play the game, he'll give him money. Someone could have came to her and been like, I'll bet you
rob him.
I'll bet you 100,000 won you won't rob that man.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just the coincidence of it.
It had to be. I was convinced of that when we got to the end of it and I seen how they moved.
Everybody's
how they
game
know.
Probably started off differently.
He was still trapped when he left.
Yeah.
They were just like, bro, you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they
everybody's
know.
Game probably started off differently, mm-hmm. but ended up being playing Pog at the end. Like, that was probably what it was.
Some people got different.
I was
no, that's how he initially met them, and then he was like, well, if you want to make some more money, I challenge you to this game. And then it ended up being the fucking slap the shit down.
I think he gave him Pog.
Nah, he won that game.
I think he gave him Pog because he was just terrible at everything else. Like, they did the study in the background on the people.
Yeah,
so I think
everybody
he was like,
else, if they couldn't play Pog.
This is probably the only chance he'd get to win some money because he sucks at everything.
Yeah, like, okay. He wasn't good at fighting.
Okay, let me ask you
he
this.
He wasn't athletically
If we was in America, let's say they came to where we grew up at. Let's say they came and approached you with a game.
Rock, paper, scissors, or shooting dice or some shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what game?
Duck, Goose, Mother May.
Oh, you talking about what Squid Games would it be?
Now, once
what
Squid Games once you got would involved, in those probably would have been
what Squid Games
in America.
Yeah, like Duck, Goose.
Red Rover.
Hold on. Duck, Goose sounds just disgusting, bro. Yeah.
Oh, like, been
think about up. It. The Goose on Squid Games, they give you a gun, they tap you on the head. And like,
no, it's like, no, everybody's in this one room, and then like all the ducks, you can leave to go out this little door. If you the goose, you got to chase the other person to get out the room before the ceiling comes down. You get smashed in that bitch.
They do some nasty
like,
shit. Like,
cause this like, is they are all childhood games that are simple, but they add this sense
Connect
of
four.
Death in it.
Connect Four,
bruh.
I'm telling you, Connect Four.
Would it take too long to do Connect Four?
Oh, the hell it don't.
Tic Tac Toe versus Connect Four.
Either one.
You give everybody a Connect Four, and you be like, bro, y'all got this many minutes to complete this Connect Four game, or both y'all die.
But that was
1, 2, 3. You won.
But I say that would be towards the end when they thin out the herd. Like as far
that'd be that when the first
tug of war would stick. Tug of war stick
because if you look at the process of the games. Not
if I
want
to get rid of 200 people. I'm going to put 100 Connect
seven
Four
up.
Games out there.
Seven
and I'm
up
gonna
instead
let,
of red light green light would probably be the first game.
But watch if you look at the succession of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Red light green light. You can cut out half of the crowd easy.
Yeah.
Second game, the star thing. So you just didn't play red light, green light. Your tension high. You pumped up like, all right, it's going to be some more academics.
I got one for your ass. I got one for your ass. This is later. And this would have to be game 3 or 4. Jenga.
Yeah, I can see.
Oh,
I can see that.
Fall over your die.
In America, though, I think the first game, instead of red light, green light, it'd probably be hide and go seek.
Yeah, I was thinking about
if they find you, had to be the first one
hide and go seek, and then the guards got guns. Like, and if you don't make it to the base, bow.
Whole lot of choppers on your ass.
Or they find you,
huh? Or they find you. That
no, if they find you, as long as you get back to the base before whoever's it.
Yeah. Either it'll be hide and go seek or it'll be freeze tag.
If you not last, they won't shoot you.
Before you even play hide and seek, I'm thinning out the herd by playing bubblegum in the dish.
Oh man, that's fucked up.
And you pick the pieces and that shit land on your ass. That's your ass, bro.
How you even play that?
Bubblegum.
You put your shoe in. Put both of your feet in. It's bubblegum in a dish. How many pieces do you
Yeah.
Until both of your feet come out. then you out, and then whoever's left is between.
Oh,
you and
I tell you.
So yeah, play it like that.
I tell y'all another game. I got one for y'all.
It's a blah blah blah.
I got one. I got a horrendous one.
What you got?
Guards would be in a circle. They're like, all right, go. You see the guard bend down, throw something up in the air. It's a dice. Nope. Four corners. Y'all play four corners.
So fucked up.
Y'all ever play
that'd
four
be
corners?
So fucked
C-Lo.
Up.
Yeah, as soon as that dice hit, the winner.
That'd be so fucked up.
Corner number four.
Because see, that's the fucked up thing about it, though. Because even if you don't know the game, somebody else does. Yeah. So you better learn from them quick.
Or you're going to die.
Play it or you.
Man,
yeah,
four
you
corners,
die.
Man, that's horrible.
I got to ask this before we wrap up, because we only got a couple more games. I know you watch. I watched in the Korean, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was working.
You had to work. Everybody else I know, he the only person I suspect was going to watch it. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to work. Yeah. I can't read subtitles when I work.
But yeah, I about to say everybody else was like, no. Nah.
I do both.
But no, Netflix dub was pretty good. My cousins were watching it, and I seen like bits and pieces of it, but I didn't want to spoil it. So I was like, oh, y'all watching this? Oh, I ain't finna watch this. But when it happened for me, I had put it on. I started watching in English. The first episode, I watched it maybe 5 minutes in English, and I was like, nah, I'm going to just read this shit.
Going to Korean.
Yeah.
I'm just reading.
Because the
shit.
English dub was good, but it just wasn't all the way there. So I was like, I'm going to Korean.
It's the same thing with me and Kung Fu movies. Like, I can deal with it with going old school Kung Fu movies, but
like the Wu-Tang.
I prefer it when I can read the subs, because when it comes to live, it's something about like me being... how much I love audio and, you know, the whole...
My bad,
it's the seeing the lips off scene.
Yes, yeah.
It's not like anime where you can sync the lips. Yeah. I'm like, bro, anime, at least they can sync the lips. In real life, you can't sync the lips.
Yeah, they can flip the mouth flaps.
Like, that's how I watched Shin Godzilla. It was dubbed. It was a great dub, but it was still a fine movie. Anyway, that's how I watched Squid Game, man. We get the episode... I mean, not episode, but we get the, like... Game 6 is the people who survived Game 5. Game 5 was niggas had to walk across... glass versus tempered glass. One is gonna break when you stand up, one is not. You're
18
feet
pairs.
In, you're 100 feet in the air, bro.
18 God. Pairs, bro.
You don't.
And you have a certain amount of time, and it's like.
There's a time limit. Which one do
there
I
There isn't
one do
enough
I step
time
on?
For everybody to make it across, point blank.
Oh, no. God. And, I seen Home Alone.
Everybody could have made it. Only way you could have made it across is if the first two or three people.
Figured out which one
were real and got across.
Knock the old nigga down, leap off of him.
He's not first.
The shit that you see.
No,
early,
they take you
in
this room. There's only 16 people left at this point.
Yeah.
So they take you in this room and there's a bunch of
14.
Vests. No, 16.
Oh.
They take you in this room and they're like, pick your vest. They don't tell you why. They don't tell you what it's for. They tell you to pick a vest.
Pick a
and
way
then
to die,
you go
nigga.
In this other room and then they're like, yeah, depending on
this
what number is on
die,
your vest,
nigga.
Is the number of
yeah,
person you are in the row of people to go on.
Yeah,
this
so
shit.
You don't get to pick where you go in the thing. Like,
right.
Your vest determine.
Vests have numbers on them.
But yes.
Okay, pick a good number in the middle. You don't.
But you
be,
don't know when they tell.
It don't matter.
When
you
go in the room,
the first
you don't
nigga
know.
Or the last nigga.
You don't know what it means.
I
when
know.
You walk
but,
in the room. You don't
I'm just
know
saying,
what number.
In general,
means.
In a situation like that, I'm gonna pick a number more in the middle. I'm not gonna pick one. I'm not going to pick the highest number. I'm not going to pick the lowest number.
Right. But there are caveats to it. The tempered glass holds
glass.
Two people at a time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
if you go before somebody else, you can choose not to go. If you're standing on tempered glass, you know, if they step on it and then go in front of you, they could do that. You know what I'm saying? That's possible. But
good old fashioned, just regular smuggler glass, just gonna break.
I mean,
as soon as you step on it,
no, they find out. Like they, like bro, like the glass shit get intense because you can always kill someone. Like
knock the old nigga over.
Yeah,
you can just push somebody off.
No, you can't.
Oh no, you can't do that. As soon as they hit that glass, they going down.
They're spaced out wide enough where if you fail and try to grab on, if
you can't do that,
you wouldn't. Yeah, it.
And on it's top far of that, enough way, for you to be able to jump and make it, yeah. But you can't do that stretch across.
Yeah, and then on top of that, with the way the glass break, I'm pretty sure that jump was shit all on your hand.
I don't think nobody's reaction was that damn fast, because sometimes it's the way you stepping on that glass.
Yeah, like, they would.
Mm-hmm. It's the way you stepping
they
on that glass.
They were trying to ease
like,
on it.
The only way you really could have grabbed on, the only way you could have really grabbed on one is if you would have just jumped and tried to grab from the beginning, oh. Just in case the glass was broke.
No, you know what Vicious said. Because the way they had on space, you had to hop. That's right. It was a space in between to make sure that you hopped.
Yeah.
And you didn't scoot over.
Because it's
the
one
only
in front.
Way you could.
No, because right. it, no, because it, if it, like, because the one that was in front of you, if you would have jumped, you could have jumped on the one in front of you with the confidence of.
That was the beginning, though.
But you would have had.
But you didn't know it was a 50-50 chance. You didn't
that's
know.
What, and that's what I'm saying. The one in front of you could have been sick, tempered glass. Right.
At if the
you
very beginning, you don't know which one is yeah. tempered, which one is
they look
regular.
Exactly the
but
same.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going to skip the first one off real. So, you like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like yeah. a glass floor.
And it's 19 like, pairs of it in front of you. And it's like,
and which,
the other
and which
edge
one do I jump on?
Which one are you going to start on? Are you going to jump forward? You can't go backwards. Once yeah. you start going forward,
it's
that's
to the left. It's
just
to the left.
Go ahead and shoot me in the head, bro.
Even still, that's,
but
bro,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Up.
Because of the way it is, the way it is, it's no, because just to paint the picture is it's regular temperate, regular temperate, regular temperate, going all the way up.
Yeah. That's
on how
you
many
think.
Hold on. On how many platforms, they're just not always going to be side by side. Sometimes yeah. they're going to be across from each other. And sometimes they're going to be right side by side. So sometimes the one on the left you jump on, to jump on the next one, you might be like, I'm going to jump on the left again. And it works. So the third
time
you're
going, it ain't going to
work. Was the one on the right. So it's either it's like each time,
but nigga,
jump,
maybe
either,
not. That shit might
it's either
be
right or left
straight in front of you.
It's either
with a gap in the middle. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you couldn't just go. All right, if that's the case, let me go right, then left, then right. Like sometimes, if you take the jump on the one on the right, then it's a wrap.
Yeah, you were supposed
you can't
to go
left go back
twice.
To the one on the left.
Yeah, you were supposed to go left twice instead of going
yeah,
left
that,
right.
Yeah, that jump was wild.
But you depend on the people dying to guide you along the way because once they get, because the worst thing someone can do,
because the tempered glass won't break.
Because if you forget which one is glass and which one is tempered, you fucked.
Yeah,
you fucked if you forget. Or is it was it left or right?
Because man, when they did that, when the girl did, she's like. It's the one on the left. I thought
and
that bit was lying.
Behind was like, no, nigga, it ain't. He's like, no, bro. Like,
don't listen to her.
Right. He's like, no, don't listen to her. It's the other one, dog. No, no. It's the right side, Shawty.
Let's wrap it. Six. Yeah. The game after that, six, you get a good ass meal because you survive. It's not over. Of course, it's not fucking over.
And they give you your meal and they clear away the plates and like, oh, we just so happy
to
leave your
time
knife.
Of
we just so happened to leave your knife. It's only three of y'all left.
Oh. Y'all left. They give you a knife.
Can I just chop this nigga and this nigga in the throat? And
yeah,
you could.
You don't know what the next game is.
But
you might need them.
Starman, Macchio, and Skos on the line. And
yeah.
Let's wrap it up because we ain't getting to it. And I was telling him, like, Ocean was in the building. And, you know, when he first left, I was diving. But when he came back, it was like, I'm going to listen and still watch it. I was like, I just don't feel like, dang, bro. Like, you can watch it. Like, I can't spoil this for you, bro. But, like, I really plan to go the fuck in. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and my idea was, if you ain't seen it, you ain't going to see it. Dismiss yourself from the room because I didn't want to be the guy to just say, fuck it. Let's just spoil it.
Yeah.
So I felt
bad.
Yeah,
likewise. You can't go in depth with this show and not spoil it for people.
Yeah. You can't, man. So, all right. First off, when I first watched Squid Game, I was on my computer watching it while I was doing some stuff. And when the red light, green light started, I was like, oh, this joint is insane, man. Like, the robot don't turn all the way around. It's just a full turn. So when the old man started running and smiling, I was like, so you old fool. I said, all right, happy trail. Happy trail. I said, you smiling too? I said, hey, you want a Spartan's death, man. The greatest way to die is in battle.
Right, that's what I was thinking. He's like,
yeah.
He's gonna go out on top.
Yeah, then he stopped. And I was like, wait, this old man got balls. He got balls. Okay, let's go. So then they showed the motion, when they showed that the mover got motion sensors, it showed the motion. I looked and I had to pause and rewind it. I said, why are they targeting the old? Is he too old for the targeting system to pick him up? Because When I rewound it and looked again, everybody around the old man did not have a green overlay over top of them. So it was like,
they weren't getting scanned.
I was like, is he shooting them? Wait. I keep my eye on this old dude. Like, what's going on? So then I started to think, man, is this that old, man, Westworld type jump? Like this ain't really happening in real time. The dude watching the cameras is really that old man, and he been playing this game for years type thing. I said, man, what is happening?
I thought he was an old dude. I was just like, it's something up with him. I knew he was old. I just thought
I thought he was a dude in the mask, and it was a time skip.
Yeah.
Like, we were seeing him when he took the mask off, but what if he never took the mask? Because he never took the mask off earlier to the end. So the whole time I was like, what if he's old the entire time? And we're just seeing, like, you know, flashbacks. We don't know that it's a time skip going back and forth. But that's why he knew how to play all the games, and he didn't lose. And he was smiling the whole time like, this is fun. Like, I've always done this.
Right. Like, this is all my life, bro.
Yeah, I thought, and that's why I thought he was number one, because he's a champion, dog. Like, he's a champion. He always play, he win, come back, win again.
They're right, he ain't got nothing else to live for, so he just keep playing the game. He comes to find out, nope. This Joker, one of the creators of the game. He just wanted to play so he could feel something.
Oh my goodness! And it wasn't even the fact that him wanting to feel something. He said that, you know, nobody really value human life. Everybody's selfish. Everybody for themselves. So he made a game, as you find on the end, as multiple games. But he was leader of a game to prove that all people are selfish. And they don't care. All they do is care about themselves. And that's why he played old dude with the marble game, pretend like he had dementia. Because he wanted to prove the point. Like, look, even you, man, I had high hopes for you. I even called you brother. Look at that. You just like the rest of them. Selfish. You willing to lie to me and cheat me out my victory. I was like, this old dude. Yeah. I said, his psychological tip is on a whole nother level, bro. Like, yeah. This is crazy.
Because he was psyching everybody out from the jump. They, you know, they already thought down on him because he was an old man. So he was like, yeah, I'm going to use that to my advantage.
Yeah, man. When I went back and looked at how everything that went, it was crazy how it happened. When the people came in, was killing people, he thought it was weird. He was like, did you stay up all night? I said, yeah, I never knew when the next attack would come. You didn't think much of it, but also if you looked at the old man's bed, he was at a position where he could see everything that was going on, so he knew.
Yep.
And when he said he wanted to stop, he waved at the camera, and then the guards came in, told him, hey, this shit done went too far. Cut that joint out.
Yep.
I was like, dude, they giving us clues the entire time. And he was like, hey, it's not gonna go as far. And I say it can go.
Yep. And
then the further hit his point, he was the deciding factor that canceled the game. So he's like, hey, I'm gonna get y'all out. Y'all see what it is. If you come back, it's your fault if you die. I'm giving you an out. Like, it was so in depth for him to prove his point that everybody's the same. Even like on his deathbed at the end, when you find out, you know, he's dying and he orchestrated the whole thing. So, hey, one last game. Is somebody gonna help help that man?
Yeah, or somebody gonna leave the dude down the corner? Or they gonna leave him to his own devices?
Like, so many layers, man. Like, even to the end, he is content on proving his belief that ain't nobody worth it.
Like, you can believe them, folks, but they gonna let you down in the end. Then there was hope restored. Them cops pulled up right on time.
Yeah, man. Like, I knew something. Like, the old man, I didn't have any suspicions that, like, there was something special about him. I just, immediately my first thought was when the old man came on the scene, I was like, you know what? He got experience, bro. He played these games as a kid.
Yeah. like, team up with the old man.
Yeah, I'm thinking, bro, that old man, bro, like, he, the way I saw him playing red light, green light, I was like, bro, his whole technique off. This nigga ain't half phones, bro. Like, this old man knows, like, the way he ran, and he had the perfect technique, how he went, everything was, his arms and his legs were close to the grind, he just shuffled. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I was like, damn, bro, he taking the right amount of steps, and he just having the ball. So I always thought that there was something special about him. I saw that conspiracy on the internet where people are trying to say, you know, oh, buddy, you know, didn't know his dad was it. His dad left, or, you know, they was like, is this man his dad? And I was like, dog, he would have known if that was his dad, bro. He would have known if that was his dad. He was thrown off when he saw the old man at the end and was like, okay, so the big spoiler reveal was the old man went dead after Marvels, bro. That shit fucked me up.
Yeah, he walked out the gate thinking that they went on ahead and popped the old man, and you find out, nope, the old man is part of the game. So they just went on ahead and took him out the back room.
So here go my theory on that, Doc. He was always going to lose the Marvels game. The Marvels game was a trick. That's why he pulled him. That's why he pulled him away from everybody else. So wouldn't nobody see? Because when you find out what the next game was, that glass thing, he was too old. He was like, man, he's like, that junk gonna get competitive. Ain't nobody gonna push me over the goddamn edge. I know better.
Nah, he knew he had to go.
He knew the game.
I can't do that glass game. And I think that's why, like, looking back, when he looked at him and he was just like, oh, I forgot where it landed. Can you tell me? It was just like, bro, I'm gonna give you this game because, like, you know what? You lucky. I like you. We made this pack. I like you. I'm rooting for you, bro. Like, I'm rooting for you. I think the old man
genuinely made a friend out of him. The whole time he was kind of like feeling him out to see if he could trust him. Because he was like, yeah, you keep teaming up with me, but are you actually trying to team up with me because you care, or are you just using that as a way to get through the game? And the old man was trying to figure that out about him.
And he was
just
like,
being old to him. And he actually did start to develop a friendship with him. He was like, yep, that's the one.
Gave him his jacket when he saw it himself.
Yeah.
I think that's the moment he was like, you know what? If I was the dude sitting in front of the damn... sit in front of the hospital, across the street from the hospital. I'm across the street from the hospital dying, bro. And everybody just walked past that dude because he a junkie, he a drunk, he a wino. I think the dude was just like, I want to believe that humanity would stop and help someone, but I've yet to really see that shit.
Yep, you know? And old buddy was changing his mind.
Yeah, old buddy was like, you know what? I think you that real one who, you deserve this money, bro. You a good dude.
Yep. Like, dude, you really are my friend at the end of this game. Like, I feel like there is something in you.
Like, I'll kill you with my bare hands. He was like, no, you won't. But let's...
No, you won't.
Like, no, you won't.
Hey, man. This junk right here had me cry. Like, dude, I was crying when he was like, all right, I won. What's this?
I got one more.
He was like, when it takes off, I was like, and instantly at that point where he was like, oh, this dude, he didn't play me. Like, you saw the look on his face, like, But that marble, like you said, that marble game has so many layers. So, upon the marbles, Allie, boy, I love you to death, boy, but you deserve that.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he shook the bag in front of you, you really thought all the marbles? Like, come on, bro.
Nah, bro. Ali trusted, bro. He treated him like he, like other guy. I got to get names. Everybody was like, bro, y'all getting these names, bro. I got everybody's name.
Dang Wu or whatever, I think it was, something like that. Dang Wu or something like that.
Yeah, man. Like, he trusted the wrong one. And he was so trustful.
Yeah, he really did.
Because think about it, that was the dude that looked out for him every step of
the real world.
He looked out for him.
And my thing is, if they actually would not have played each other, would the pink guys have shot both of them, or would they make them play off against other teams that didn't play?
Only one person didn't play. The girl was the only person that didn't play.
Yeah, if other people had not played, what would have happened?
But the only reason she didn't play because she didn't have a partner. If there was somebody to team up with her, she would have had to play.
Bro, and the fact that, that she got to live.
Yeah.
The fact that it was like, the fact that that was a loophole. The loophole was like, yeah, you don't have a partner. Guess what? You get to live.
Yep, because we don't play singled outs. Dude, that because technically.
The mercy rule. Since you didn't get picked. Because that is ultimately one of the biggest, I think that's the biggest part about being a kid and playing games is when you don't get picked. That feeling of no one wants you on their team. That's a horrible feeling. I used to hate that feeling as a kid when you just don't get picked. When like they just don't want you on the team. Or you're the last to get picked. The worst is when they just don't pick you, tell you next time. And it's like, because you got to watch everybody have fun. And if they want you to play, it's out of pity. It's not because they admire your prowess at the game. So them coming up with a mercy rule saying, yeah, real mercy, like you didn't get picked. Guess what? You get to live. These other motherfuckers had to die. Lucky you. I was just like, bro, because she was annoying. She was so fucking annoying. Oh, but at that point, I was like,
she was playing her role, though. She was playing her role, though. She wasn't going to win, but she was playing her role.
Yes, the main character, Seong Gi-hoon. That's not how you say it in Korean, but I'm American, so please pardon my English.
Right, we calling him Seong Gi-hoon. Buddy was calling him his city. He's like, no, I'm from that city. That's not my name.
His best friend who survived with him was Cho Sung-woo. So let's call him Cho. Cho was an asshole. Fuck this nigga, bro.
Yes, he was, bro.
Killed Ali. Like, Cho killed Ali in... Like it was such a deceptive way. It's just like, bro, you couldn't. I don't like the fact that you tried to kill somebody in their sleep. You killed somebody in their sleep, and this guy killed him behind his back. Like, bro, you ain't do nothing face to face. That's what I couldn't respect. It was just like, bro, at least nigga with the snake tattoo got the gall to be like, nigga, I'm gonna push you off in your. I'm gonna do it to you in your face.
Right, like nigga, you want to get to the other side of the bridge? You better go past me then. Like, I'm not finna move from this spot. Like, I hated him, but you hated him for being 100% who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, big facts, man. Like,
child, dog. I didn't like him. From the beginning, bro, like, you find out that they were friends growing up. Then when he went to the big college, he changed. And it's like, yeah, I don't trust him, dog.
Man, he lost it. Like, because the other doctor had a malpractice with him. He just told you, bro, I just fucked my money up. I embezzled. Right. I got in America. I got around these crooked ass I got around these crooked white folks. And I decided.
Right. They tricked me into it.
And I just. They got the privilege of getting away with it, bro. I got left with all the guilt, all the debt. Like, I got caught in a pyramid scheme.
I was the fall guy.
I was the fall guy. Like, they got me. I went to America and I was the fall guy. They fucked me up. And I can't even face my own mom. And tell her that I'm not the shining A student that everybody thought I was growing up.
Like, I got to America and they tricked me. As smart as I was here, I got to America and got dumb.
Like, they got him. And I felt bad for him, especially when he was looking out for Ali. But
it was all manipulation.
Yeah, the thing with Ali is I felt bad. I really felt bad because it's just like, he was like, I got a way both of us can live. And Ali really believed that shit, bro.
Yeah, like, he really believed
that shit. He still believed, dude, when even when shit got to his worst. That's why, shout out to Skos, man. Skos had put some respect on Ali, yeah, man.
Straight up, you got to, dog, because he played that game true.
Yeah. Yeah, like, one of the biggest things about his homeboy, which I love how they came full circle, was... I lost my train of thought for a second. Hold on.
Talking about how he could now.
The guy y'all was just talking about, that was his best friend. He mentioned him before the game started. It was like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, such and such. You know, his friend was like, man, he went on. He's super smart and all that. Man, I basically made him, you know, who he was. You know, I helped him with his tests and all the stuff like that. Make sure he got in. And I'm the one that made him smart. So when he got there, he found out. He wasn't nothing like, you know, the perception that you built him up to be, man. He was selfish, all for himself, and what really hurt.
First off, he didn't expect him to be in the game.
Yeah, it's like, dog, what are you doing here? And it was just like,
yeah, right. Fuck. He was like, I thought you were in America, bro.
The embarrassment of, damn, you're here. Like, and that's what it was. He was embarrassed. So he was treating them coldly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when Buddy broke it down, like, let's fast forward to that spoiler. When they finally get to the conference, that was my favorite game. My favorite game was when they finally did the motherfucking Squid Game.
Like, yes,
when they finally did this shit, and the dude just said, look, bro, you in the same situation I'm in. Stop acting like you better than me. Matter of fact, I'm mad at myself for putting you on this fucking pedestal like you better than me. I gotta look at your mom every day and she talk about how proud she are to you. My mom would never say that shit about me because I'm stealing from my mom. I'm taking the money and I ain't shit. Damn, your mom, you ain't shit and your mama still believe you the fucking...
Right, and she still believe in you.
She still believe that you like the brightest fucking bulb in the box, man. Like, how dare you be a piece of shit?
Like, he had to be real with him, bro. And
I'm saying big facts, man.
There were so many layers to this show. Like, it was about capitalism. It was about North and South Korea. It was about classism. But at the core of it, it's like, are you a good person?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It tests your, the main thing about the game was testing your core values. Every game you could have helped somebody except for the Marvel game. That's the only game where you were not able to help somebody.
That's what fucked me up about Marvel's, bro, because it was literally like you build these bonds and now you got to break them. It's just like, bro, only one of us, build the team. Yeah, only one of us is getting out alive, bro. And it's like when that twist came, like, let's team up. Like, something didn't seem right. But at the same time, I was thinking, you know what? They're going to probably have to, one person going to probably have to be real small or short or squeezing or fit into something. Like they're going to regret not having the women on the team. And the old dude going to be another advantage for this game too. Watch and see. They fucking up by being on the same team. Nah, this going to, I said, they're going to probably have to get on the scale or some shit. And whoever weigh the most, I'm thinking all kinds of shit.
Right, they're going to tip the scale over or something.
Yeah, that I'm thinking being smaller or being, you know, being a woman or old would give you an advantage. I completely did not
expect. They kept making a point to talk about that.
All right, right.
Yeah, man. I didn't know. I was like, man, the worst thought I had. I said, man, they about to make them do the three-legged race. I was like, this is going to be horrible.
Right. Right. Like, it's coming.
That's what I thought was going to be that, or like a sack race or something like that. I was like, man, it's about to go something stupid, man. But back to old boyfriend, it was another part I wanted to mention so bad. When he figured out that it was the honeycomb game, and he looked back and saw what line he was in, bro. And he opted out and been like, you know what? Did you figure out what the next game? Nah. You dirty motherfucker, dog.
Right, you liar.
I said, oh, this dirty mother. He knew the fact he knew what game it was. Like, hey, I can kill him without killing him. Let him pick that umbrella. And man, my conscience is clear.
Yep. Yeah, because I didn't kill him. Yeah, I didn't kill him. He just took my spot. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, son.
Go get her name. When Kong Sabio, that's the girl who was looking all sickly, who, you know, left North.
Oh, who got hit with a shrapnel?
Dog. When that glass broke, and I was like, oh shit, she done got hit. And I seen how big the glass was. I was like, fuck, bro. She got hit with a whole Ciroc bottle in her stomach, bro.
She ain't gonna make it, dog. Diddy got her.
Bro, like, gotta take that, bro. She out of here.
Yeah, man. That hurt when she went and wrapped it up. But, dude, talking about that, the fact that old boy finished her off, like, man, she wasn't gonna make it anyway.
You cold-blooded son of a bitch, bro. You gotta go. You got to go now.
Yeah, you dirty bitch.
Nah, bro. So I watched that shit on the plane, right? You should have seen the people in the seats, because I'm sitting next to the aisle. That scene, I was like, man, fuck you! Everybody looked at me like, my bad. It's like, oh, he watching something. The lady looking up next to me, you know what I'm saying, this older black, they're looking like, what you watching with all these little words at the bottom? Like, damn it, bro. I was so fucking mad when that shit happened, bro. I was mad. Because I was like, dog, you a bitch. You slit her throat. Like, he was banging on the door trying to get help. Turn around, bro. You done slit her whole throat.
Like, like, he gonna fake going to sleep, because he was like, oh yeah, they gonna try to come over here and sneak me if I go to sleep, so I'm a fake sleeping so I can get them first. Nope, he just gonna bide his time and wait. Like, nope, I'm gonna just offer, dog.
Offer that shit. That shit pit. That's when I was like, fuck this guy. Like, at this point, it's like, bro, I got to see you go. What I didn't like is him doing it himself.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, nah, bro, why you taking this coward's way out, bro? You, no, nigga, you need to face the bullet or face your homeboy.
Yes. Yes, you need to face the fact that you lost, bro. He couldn't even do that.
Mm-mm. Couldn't even do it. He was like, bro, I ain't finna let you quit this game. I thought he was gonna push him in the circle. I'm gonna stab his neck.
Like man, I like the fact that he didn't kill him. He made him kill himself. Cause that was the first time ever he had to face the fact of him failing. He actually had to take responsibility.
Yeah, the whole consequence.
I felt like that's running from consequence. But
that's, he chose to kill himself at the end of it instead of facing up to it and losing.
That's one thing to lose the game. That he quit. He quit. He didn't lose, but it didn't make him kill himself. Nigga, you quit the game. You quit. Yep. You took yourself out the game. You didn't get beat. You just quit. And but you know, if you quit, if you say the words I quit, they shoot you. They was like, I'ma quit. I'ma kill myself on my own terms. I'm just like, nigga, you couldn't even face the rules. You couldn't even face what you signed up for. You couldn't face your homeboy. You couldn't face the girl you killed. You couldn't face Ali. You face nobody, bro. When you killed yourself behind the back.
Yeah, for real. You didn't even let Buddy see you do it. You waited for him to turn around to go to the circle.
Damn, bro. A whole ho.
Straight up, man.
Or maybe that was their way of finishing it, saying, you know, finally, he didn't finally atone, but, you know, all the misdeeds he did, because everybody needs self-atonement. Like, it was a bitch way to go, but everybody needs self-atonement, and he never atoned for anything he ever did. That was the first time he ever
had to confront.
But it was such a good dude, he wasn't going to even finish the game. This nigga trying to quit. I was like, bro, don't quit. Too many people done died for you to quit. Like, yeah. Bro, don't. He was pissing me off with that shit. Like, bro, what you talking about quitting? Like, let's vote. Like, nigga, fuck taking a vote. Like,
there ain't no giving up voting and leaving the game, bro. You done made it to the end. You got to go ahead and win now.
He couldn't go through with the guilt of having or being responsible for his friend's death. No matter how bad he was to him. It's like, bro, you a real fucking friend, bro. Like,
hell yeah. He got the money and wasn't spending it. Wasn't doing nothing with it, bro. Just.
That pissed me off now. That shit pissed me off, bro, that it took your ass months going to see about shot a little brother.
Because he's still moping around. Like, bro, that was what you should have done first, then go mope around. Like, give him the money, then go be sad.
Go get him half, like you said you was. Go give half. Like, that's the one thing why I had to give it a 9, bro. When we got to the end and... I'm like, nah, bro, I want to see you take care of... At least he did that, but... I'm like, you still a shit father, bro. Like, go see your fucking daughter, bro. Fuck getting off this plane. He, nigga, like, Squid Game's gonna be here, bro.
Dyed the hair red and junk. Like, bro, what is this? Like, what is this about?
Like, I like the whole makeover. This nigga feeling better about himself. Got a nice suit. Got a new Samsung. Bro, go to America.
They got a new Samsung.
Go see your daughter, bro. I'm just like, bro, you fucked up. You gay, bro. Fucked up all her birthdays. The way you, like, the shit what happened with his mom, bro. I shed a tear, bro. I damn near shed a tear when that shit happened, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, and I like that, because took in account a fable, man. When you put all your self worth into something, trying to make a better life for everybody else, but you're internalizing and doing it for yourself. Putting on the reference that it's for other people, and it all backfires. Nah. The money was important to him to fix his life so he could do better and, you know, take care of his mom and all, but the money was really for himself. So in the instance of him playing the game, he lost the most important thing, his mom.
Nah.
So now he got the money to take care of his mom, but now he ain't got his mom to take care of.
Let me point you at a central moment that I hope nobody overlooked. When... He said what he said when he lied. That one time he lied and he was just like, bro, on my mama. And motherfucker was just like,
yeah.
Like, bro, you gonna curse your mama talking like that, bro? And I thought it was the diabetes. I thought that was the payback for him putting that shit on his mama in line, bro. Like, bro, you don't put nothing on your mama, bro. Like, you don't need stuff on cracks, my nigga. Like, bro.
You never try to play with that, dog.
But you said on my mama, straight up lied. And
you paid the price.
Paid the price, bro. Came back home. On the floor, bro. I was like, no.
I was when he went plane. To the store, and old lady was like, yeah, I haven't been by to see your mom in a couple of days. I need to go check on her. I was like, no, bro.
I was sitting on a plane. I was like, damn. I was Florida Evans in that bitch, nigga. Damn. Like, I was, bro, that shit hurt, bro.
Yeah, duh.
That shit hurt. Oh, man.
Yeah, all that work, and she ain't gonna make it. She ain't gonna get to see none of it.
Bro, this was the red wedding reception, pre-dinner party, and fucking honeymoon, bro. Like, bro. Shit. Oh, yeah. The answer, I give it a 9. I don't give 0.5s, but I'm giving that shit a straight
9.
I'm giving it a straight 9 because, like, obviously, it ended somewhat like a cliffhanger, but it didn't. They wrapped up the story, but it's like
they could have left.
They
still playing.
They could have left well enough alone
because
they
season kinda, two.
Yeah, know they still playing.
Yeah, but sowing the seeds for the second season kind of left some holes there. There were some holes in the story that didn't get wrapped up. So that's why I'm giving it a 9. But a 9, that's a damn good 9, bro. Because Squid Games just damn it, bro. I think this is the future. This is the future of TV. If this is the future of TV, I want it.
Yes.
Yeah, that,
I mean,
definitely.
Yeah, that like I said, that was amazing, man. For y'all that didn't,
on the door.
You need to go back and watch Alice in Borderland because it's dope. It's dope.
Watch them both.
Yes.
Because, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, because you see the name of it, you like, oh man, it's gonna be Alice in Wonderland with guys and
no, it ain't.
No, it's nothing like that. It is a great fun ride.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, man, Squid Games, I can recommend it to you. It's a 9 out of 10. If you haven't seen it, I think you... If you haven't seen it and you listen to all this and you still want to see it, you won't miss out. But hopefully everybody who listened to this, you've seen it. Yeah. And if it was something that we didn't get to...
And y'all go watch Cake, because we'll talk about it next week.
We sorry, but maybe we can get to it later, man.
FX Cake?
Yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, wow. Shout out, Skos, anything? Any thoughts before we wrap this up? Anything else? Get off about Squid Games?
Nah,
you the one who told me to see it.
Yeah, no.
You brought it up in the group chat, and I was just like,
"No, man." Like I said, all I can say is the greatest lesson I learned from Squid Games is nice guys finish last.
Ruthless,
and
bro.
What you see,
I didn't see it either.
Is not always what you get. Yeah.
That's some wisdom in that shit, bro.
It truly isn't though.
Cutthroat. But yeah, man, check out Squid
Games.
It
is cutthroat, but it's not. Just
Netflix,
have a moral compass.
Netflix earned that, and I'm pretty
you
sure
can't
it's going
to apparently in that game.
It is one
so
thing.
You can apparently in that game.
It is, one last thing about Squid Game that had me effed up. When I realized it, because I didn't realize till like the second game with the puzzles, this motherfucker made the game so accessible. They had all the games on the walls behind them in the prison cell. If you looked at the wall, they had the order of all the games. So, so if you act like it was like the first dude read the contract. Mm-hmm. If you paid attention to your surroundings,
you could have figured out what all the games were yep.
up until the end. Like he put everything in front of you.
That's that midsummer shit right there.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't just no background shit. That was actually in their shit in the cells. You could have read the rules for all the games.
Yeah, they had every wall panel was each game in order.
That would have been me. I'm the dude, if I walk in and see all this shit on the wall, I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
But
I'm
see, reading. It's not even a lot of stuff. It's just like they don't got matter. That one little poster in don't a matter. Section I'm with the game. You would have noticed it.
Yeah.
You would have noticed it.
I analyzed the fuck out of my
surroundings.
Yeah, you would have noticed it.
You would have noticed it, but the way they had decorated, it was like wall design. So by the time the second game, like the one dude, when he realized what was going on, Like, oh.
Oh, I thought it was like in there, like when they first walk him in.
No, no, it's on the actual room where you sleeping. That's why
it's just like a little poster.
It's right in your face and shit. If you walked in there, right? Yeah, let's say you walked in you there, and this was American Squid Games, and you saw XOXO on the wall, you know, you might initially think that's Hugs and Kisses or
right.
whatever the fuck. In the back of your mind, you'd have been like, tic-tac-toe? I don't know. And then, right. but you wouldn't know when y'all were playing tic-tac-toe. But you're not surprised when y'all play tic-tac-toe. But imagine if that's the only one you remember. You was like, damn, it was like three of them pictures up like that. That was the only one. Fuck, what were the other two? Damn. That's how that shit would have played out. You suspected tic-tac-toe. You would have seen them other ones been like, what game is that? Like, imagine someone putting Hungry Hungry Hippos but trying to be decryptive with it. You like, that Hungry Hungry Hippos? Nah, that wasn't Hungry Hungry Hippos, nigga.
Yeah, because like it was just so accessible for you.
Yep.
It was just right there in your face. Like,
but they had it under like
a see this right there in my face. Like,
because you observing. I know you, the thing is, like, I know you would have got it, and I know that you like very suspicious of motherfuckers already. So you being paranoid, I can see you.
Like, first off, y'all done put me to sleep and then woke me up in here.
Wait, I'm not paranoid. I am pronoid.
Like, nigga, y'all done put me to sleep and you snuck me first off. Then when I woke up, I'm in this area. I don't know where I'm at. I'm
I know you
would have
made it far in the games.
Off the rip.
I know you would have made it far in the games because you would have been a nigga telling everybody, hey, man. Bites out, bro. I don't give a fuck, nigga. If you ain't with me, nigga, goddamn, you just get on and lay down. Niggas, they're like, bro, what you talking about?
Just
like, bro,
out the way.
I'm telling you right now, that nigga over there, when lights go out, he gonna start some shit. All right, bet. Don't listen to
so
me. Nah,
either
you
with
you
the shit
it.
Or get out the way when the shit go down.
But I would have been that nigga like, I don't see.
Because they don't stop.
Nigga,
when the lights go off and they had the little purge shit, they didn't stop it. They didn't until it got to the point where they had to.
I can see all y'all getting through the night in jail.
They just let the shit
night,
go down.
The night when they had to purge. I can see you doing some midnight kung fu type of shit.
Oh, dog.
I can see you ducking off.
Not even that.
Not
dog, I would have just made a little bunker.
Real, man.
And
I'd be off in the
corner.
You would
have stabbed somebody. I think you would have. You land on, bro.
You
would have dropped first.
Damn.
This nigga would have struck first. I can tell you. Skulls would have struck.
Skulls
would have stabbed
somebody. I'll tell the truth. I wouldn't have stabbed. I wouldn't have. I would have.
Kanye did, buddy, and state property too.
Nah, man. I'd have took my sheet off my bed.
You're gonna throw him a party.
Yeah. No, this is when Kanye stabbed that dude on the street.
Yeah.
That joker looked down the street, looked back.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I'd have took my sheet off my bed, ripped that bit in half, put it around my hands. I don't know what's happening. And I'm sitting back in the corner, man.
I feel like I'm the son. I'm like,
somebody
listen,
finna catch
I'm not
it.
Going out of my way to go kill anybody. Yeah.
But if you come over here,
you're gonna die.
Yeah, it's too dark.
Die.
I have my back against the wall.
The partner gonna die, the nigga that came with you.
I feel like you taller. I feel like you taller than out of 200 Koreans, I'm pretty sure you taller than all of them but four.
That's why I'm trying to ease back.
Like,
I'm stereotypically
this tall black guy with dreads, bro. You're the tall black guy with the dreads.
Exactly.
Like, look, the first thing I would do is
I'm less medicine than you because I'm short.
Hey, this is Andre the Giant 3000.
Right, there you go.
Andre the Giant 3000.
Get rid of his hair because I don't want you to pull it. And
my man,
I'm trying to be like that bear in Beastars, nigga. Oh, Tim, you. Oh, motherfucker.
Then you got fucked up.
Man, you going to be over there like Gulliver's Travels, man.
But on the real.
Jumping all over your legs.
But on the real, though, I wouldn't even. Nah, bro. I wouldn't even be down out for blood like that, though.
I said, I'm trying. Listen, I'm a man.
I'm trying to make it through the night.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Man, black going to fade off in the shadow.
Yeah,
hey, did exactly. it get black?
I'm going to go stealth mode.
Hell no.
Yeah. Ain't nobody going to see me.
He going to turn that shirt inside out.
Exactly.
No, that's gonna be the trick to it. He's gonna keep the shirt just like that. They're like, we're gonna see him because of the orange and shit.
No.
And every time you think that's what it is.
That shit inside out, he got the glasses on, he's back in the back.
Right, just chilling.
And he gonna pop out like the black.
No, they always claws. See the reflection of the orange or other shit, but they never see where he's at. Niggas get ready to lunge at him.
You just hear him. You just hear him before you see him.
The right. No, what was the white dude doing? You're like, no, dog. Y'all ain't never gonna find him. Y'all ain't gonna find him in that. Like, y'all ain't gonna find him, dog.
That was
grandson. Yeah, me too.
Hey, cousin,
they,
nephew, grandson.
They gave the Me Too Squid games. Circle, oh, circle, dot, dot. Get them with some. Hey,
I give them. They give them. They just did, dog.
But that's Squid Games, man. Y'all check it out, man. It's
definitely
been good.
Watch it, man.
Y'all check it out.
Like I said, I saw that shit. I gotta watch it because that shit looked.
It's well worth it.
Yeah. It is.
Shit, it's well worth
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. A lot of people gonna like die in 8K, and I'm all for that.
They're not 8Ks.
I tell you,
bro. Speaking of the Red Wedding, there's a Red Wedding in Venom 2. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I heard that joint was trash, Matthew.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't get to talk to you about it before you left yesterday. So, Venom 2 is a B, just like the first Venom is a B. They just, until Venom
like the
gets
letter
to B,
the letter B or the star bench?
No, the letter B, like a B grade.
Okay, I need a little more clarification. Which one? Okay.
No, it's a B grade. Until. Okay, until they let Venom be rated R, it's still going to be this kiddified version of Venom that we get.
Okay.
They play into the comedic aspects of it, and it gets dark. I mean, you know, Carnage is murking people off, but it's still PG-13.
And I honestly feel like that's a cop-out. When it's a potential rated R movie, but you put the guys that, oh, because it's not rated R, we're just going to make a comedy. I've seen plenty of good PG-13 movies. Like one of my favorite, I throw in the aspect all the time, The Kingsman.
Yes.
The Kingsman was completely rated R with a PG-13 rating. They just took all the blood out. They had the story, the action, the drama, everything you needed for it to be. If it was blood in it, I would have passed out. Yep. But they replaced it and circumvented it. So I hate when people put that cop out. I'm talking about not you. I'm talking about like studio wise and other people. And it's like, oh, it's only like that because it's not rated R. No, a good story is a story. Way before we had all these CG special effects and all that, we had some bomb ass movies
because they were all practical effects and they look good.
They used the effects they could do without degrading their story because they knew they had to have a fire story because they didn't have special effects. Then special effects came out and they started the era of the special effects movies. Like, man, if I throw enough money at it.
It became secondary.
Yeah. If I throw enough money at it, you know, I can make it look just how it looked in the comics. We don't care. We care how it looked. But dude, you gotta give me some meat, man. You gotta give me some meat. Give me some dinner.
I'm gonna go and see it tomorrow. Like tomorrow might be perfect because tomorrow I gotta take care of a lot of errands. I gotta go get my car serviced, and you know I gotta go make a couple of stops. And I think I'm gonna spend that time to go and checking out Venom too because I do want to see it. Speaking of seeing stuff, I watched The Lighthouse.
Bro,
it wasn't what I wanted. It was kind of like I was telling Skos, I watch these movies because they come up and say if you like Midsommar, you'll like this, and then I watch it, and it's kind of like, all right, I'm already getting vibes about what I think is gonna happen, but then they throw me off track with a bunch of stuff, and I question what happened and what didn't happen. Then I get to the end and been like, okay, this wasn't a bad movie, it just wasn't what I wanted, but it still wasn't a bad movie, so. On a scale from 1 to 5, I gotta give it a 3.5. I give it 3.5 because all the elements were there. It's just not what.